Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
My name is Alan Stanford. Welcome to Hamlet in Hoth. As we get closer and closer to the inevitable end, Hamlet confronts Laertes, the man he has probably most offended in the whole course of the play.
Give me your pardon, sir. I've done you wrong. But pardon as you are a gentleman. This presence knows. And you must needs have heard how I am punished, with sore distraction.
Now what Hamlet starts is to say, everybody here knows, everybody around us knows, that I have been mad. So Hamlet, who was never mad, is using madness as a way of dealing with Laertes because he's got to get to the central problem, which is Claudius.
What I have done, I here proclaim as madness. Was it Hamlet wronged Laertes? Never Hamlet. If Hamlet from himself be ta'en away, and when he's not himself, does wrong Laertes, then Hamlet does it not, Hamlet denies it.
So what he's saying is, I was Hamlet, but the Hamlet in me was taken away by the madness, and what was left of me did you wrong.
Who does it then? His madness? If it be so, Hamlet is of the faction that is wronged. His madness is poor Hamlet's enemy.
So Hamlet even goes a step further and suggests that not only is Laertes and Ophelia and Polonius the victim of Hamlet's madness, but Hamlet himself is victim.
Sir, in this audience, let my disclaiming from a purposed evil free me so far in your most generous thoughts that I have shot mine arrow over the house and hurt my brother.
Hamlet settles his situation with Laertes with this great I was mad defense. And he has to do that. He has to maintain his position as prince in order to carry out his purpose, which is to deal with Claudius. I've shot my arrow o'er the house and hurt my brother. I didn't know I was doing it. I'm really sorry. If I'd known you were there, it would never have happened.
Set me the stoups of wine upon that table. If Hamlet give the first or second hit, or quit in answer of the third exchange, let all the battlements their ordnance fire. The king shall drink to Hamlet's better breath. And in the cup a union shall he throw, richer than that which four successive kings in Denmark's crown have worn. And give me the cups, and let the kettle to the trumpet speak, the trumpet to the cannoneer without, the cannons to the heavens to earth. Now the king drinks to Hamlet. Come, begin.
And so the duel begins. The king takes an union, which is a pearl, which, as we know, will dissolve in alcohol eventually. Shakespeare's taking a bit of a liberty there. But he also suggests that that's the poison, and he puts it publicly into the cup that he might himself drink from, preparing it for Hamlet. Everything is now set up. The king has poisoned the cup. Laertes has a poisoned sword. Both he and Hamlet end up being cut by it. In other words, like his springs to catch a woodcock, they have fallen into their own trap. Because the swords were exchanged, Laertes gets cut, Hamlet gets cut. The death toll here is going to be horrendous. And thank you to Cormac Mohan and Tim Kennedy from School ESA for reading those extracts.
Give me your pardon, sir. I have done you wrong, but pardon it as you're a gentleman. This presence knows, and you must needs have heard, how I am punished with a sore distraction. What I have done, that might your nature, honor, and exception roughly awake, I here proclaim was madness. Was Hamlet wronged Laertes? Never Hamlet. If Hamlet from himself be ta'en away, and when he's not himself does wrong Laertes, then Hamlet does it not. Hamlet denies it. Who does it then? His madness. If be so, Hamlet is of the faction that is wronged. His madness is poor Hamlet's enemy. Sir, in this audience, let my disclaiming from a purposed evil free me so far in your most generous thoughts that I have shot my arrow o'er the house and hurt my brother.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.